Today, we are going to learn a bit more about healthy eating, something very important to all of us. We already know that healthy foods are fundamental for our existence. They help us grow, be strong, and be healthy. To eat healthily, one must learn about the variety and quantities of the food we eat. We need to learn about the food pyramid and follow its steps. Here it is! The first step on the pyramid, the smallest one, is the one about fats and sweets. It's the favored one by all children, but to be honest, it is the worst one. One must eat very little or nothing from this step. Pastries and sweeties are delicious, but they contain a high number of calories, which are very bad for our body. They make us fatter and don't help with anything. In fact, many doctors agree that this sector is very bad for our health. The second step is formed by meat, fish, and eggs. It is very important to vary these foods every single day. You shouldn't just eat meat because you don't like fish. In fact, we should eat more fish and eggs than meat. The third step is all about dairy. This group consists of milk, cheese, and butter. I especially love yogurts. We must eat these foods from 1 to 3 times a day. The fourth step is extremely important because it revolves around fruits and vegetables. These foods fill our bodies with vitamins and minerals and allow us to stay in shape and be strong. Doctors recommend to eat these 5 times a day. If you do, your body will thank you. The base of the pyramid, fifth step, is the group of the carbohydrates. Here you can find cereals, bread, pasta, rice, and potatoes. They are also very important, so we must eat them daily. As well as following the different steps in the pyramid, we need to take into account the advice of doctors and nutrition experts. One must try to eat at the same time every day. Eating with family will always be beneficial. And also drink plenty of water. But most importantly, every day we must do some kind of physical exercise. If we eat healthy and do exercise, we will grow strong both mentally and physically. So now you know. Bye, friends!
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Today, we are going to learn a bit more about healthy eating, something very important to all of us. We already know that healthy foods are fundamental for our existence. They help us grow, be strong, and be healthy. To eat healthily, one must learn about the variety and quantities of the food we eat. We need to learn about the food pyramid and follow its steps. Here it is. The first step on the pyramid, the smallest one, is the one about fats and sweets. It's the favored one by all children. But to be honest, it is the worst one. One must eat very little or nothing from this step. Pastries and sweeties are delicious, but they contain a high number of calories, which are very bad for our body. They make us fatter and don't help with anything. In fact, many doctors agree that this sector is very bad for our health. The second step is formed by meat, fish, and eggs. It is very important to vary these foods every single day. You shouldn't just eat meat because you don't like fish. In fact, we should eat more fish and eggs than meat. The third step is all about dairy. This group consists of milk, cheese, and butter. I especially love yogurts. We must eat these foods from 1 to 3 times a day. The fourth step is extremely important because it revolves around fruits and vegetables. These foods fill our bodies with vitamins and minerals and allow us to stay in shape and be strong. Doctors recommend to eat these 5 times a day. If you do, your body will thank you. The base of the pyramid, 5th step, is the group of the carbohydrates. Here you can find cereals, bread, pasta, rice, and potatoes. They are also very important, so we must eat them daily. As well as following the different steps in the pyramid, we need to take into account the advice of doctors and nutrition experts. One must try to eat at the same time every day. Eating with family will always be beneficial. And also, drink plenty of water. But most importantly, every day we must do some kind of physical exercise. If we eat healthy and do exercise, we will grow strong both mentally and physically. So now you know. Bye, friends!
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 3. Aquí acaba la prueba de comprensión oral.